Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. The show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. For more information, you can check out our website at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. I am thrilled to have with us today Kat Corchando, broker-realtor with Keller Williams Valentine. Kat started her career in fitness after serving in the U.S. Air Force for 20 years. She worked for one of Boston's premier health clubs as a personal trainer, group exercise, and Pilates instructor. She has over 32 years in the fitness industry, and her clientele includes clients with knee and hip replacements, clients recovering from back injuries, and athletes who are trying to improve their performance. Most recently, she started a real estate venture with her husband. Going to share her strategies to inspire you to take your business to the level where it is on fire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Are you doing well today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I am excited to have you on today. So I wanted to jump right in and talk to you about your background in the military and why you chose the military career.
Wow, how much time do you have? I grew up in the military. My dad was military. I was born into it. And I actually graduated high school in Germany. And I really didn't know where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. So I thought, well, I said, let me go into the military. It'll give me time to think about what I want to do. I'm getting a job. I'm earning my keep, so to speak. And I ended up staying 20 years.
Well, that sounds like you must have enjoyed yourself.
Well, I really enjoyed my job, and, you know, my son enjoyed the military also, and growing up, you know, you have this sense of security for some reason, at least back then, you know, we did, and, you know, I really enjoyed what I did, you know, and also being a part of the military, it was something I grew up with and something I knew something about, so it felt very comfortable for me.
Sure, I can imagine that it would. Now, what was your job in the military?
I was in communications. So what I did was I was the person, if a new building was going up, I made sure that all the communications that was required went into the building. So, you know, if it was computers, fax machines, now it's iPads, you know, everything that you could possibly think of that you would need for communications, that was my job.
That is very interesting because there's a lot that goes into that, and it's ever-changing.
Absolutely.
Now, how did you go from doing that to working in the fitness industry where it sounds like you had a very successful career as well?
Well, I always kept one foot in, I used to say the civilian community, but now I am a civilian. But I was very athletic in high school, and, you know, being a single parent in the military, I wanted a part-time job, but I didn't have the time for, you know, a full part-time job. So I belonged to this club, and I was the person, you know, that annoying person that always had to be, like, right behind the instructor and do everything the way the instructor did it? That was me.
Yeah.
And that annoying person, that was me. And she had to go because she was a military person, and she asked me to step in, you know, to take over the class, and that's basically how I started my fitness career.
So it sounds like fitness has always been a passion of yours?
Yes, I'm very passionate about it. It's just, you know, something that, you know, I went from teaching classes to, you know, the natural progression to personal training, and then finally I added in Pilates about 7 years ago.
That's fantastic. I'm sure you've met a lot of interesting people along the way as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you meet very, very healthy people that just want to stay healthy. One of my clients was a 78-year-old guy who had had a stroke, so his whole left side didn't really work the way he wanted it to. So, and he would come to training, and bless his heart, he would tell me the same stories over and over and over again, and I would laugh at his stories every time.
I love it. I love it. So now, how did you go from doing the fitness stuff into real estate?
Okay, that's another interesting question. My husband worked for Lowe's for 10 years, and he just needed a change. And he said, you know, I came home one day, and he said, you know, I'm thinking about, he had three different genres that he was looking at. And one of them, I don't even remember what the other two were, but one was real estate. And I said, great, I network with someone who's in real estate. I'll hook you guys up. And, you know, he went to go talk to them, and he became very excited. And so he said, you know what, you know, I really think we should do this. And I said, no, you know, you should do this. I'm going to stay in fitness. And he said, no, hear me out, you know. So I sat there like the petulant child with my legs crossed and my arms crossed, like, there's no way you're going to convince me to do this. And afterwards, I had no rebuttal. I was like, wow, okay, let's do this. And I think the other thing, too, is that I lost my father in November. And when you have a loss in the family, you kind of, you know, take a look at your life and where you're going and what you want to do. And I'm still incredibly passionate about fitness. But I also wanted something that my husband and I could do together. And this has become that perfect fit for us because we're very, you know, we have a lot in common, but we're also different enough that it works.
That's really cool. Very, very cool. My husband and I have worked together for 16 years, and at this stage, we don't know any different.
That's awesome.
But people often question how you can work with your spouse. So I'm fascinated to hear this part of your story and how you guys are making it work together. So you said you're enough different that you have different skills that you bring to the table. So what have you found
right.
as a successful strategy?
Well, we sometimes approach things differently. Like the way he'll approach something is different than the way I'll approach something. And so we've learned that just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. So we kind of leave each other to do it our way, so to speak. But if, you know, if I'm with someone who's very chatty, so to speak, okay, and I'm good with chatty people. I love talking with people who can talk. And my husband's more of a person that, you know, he'll deal with someone who's a little bit more difficult. And I tend to kind of back away from that difficult person. And that's when my husband will step up and deal with that person. But, you know, we have different ways of doing things, but in the end, it all comes to that, the same conclusion. So we've learned to let each other do it our way. And, you know, we're not afraid to ask each other for help. You know, if I'm having an issue with something, you know, I'll bounce it off him, or if he's having an issue, he'll bounce it off me. And we work really well like that together.
That's fantastic. I think one of the greatest things about working with your spouse is there's no one that you can trust more. So if you're dividing duties, or like you said, you have to bounce something off of them, there's no one you can trust more for their opinion, their input, their help, their guidance than your own spouse.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And we had talked about, you know, a lot of people in real estate will get into a team. And so my husband came home and he goes, people keep asking me if I'm on a team. And I say, no. And I go, yes, you are. You're on a team with your wife. What better team could you have? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's right.
That's cute. That's really cute. I like that. Now, what brought you guys to Charlotte from Boston? Did your husband and you both move from Boston, or was Boston just your home?
No, my husband is originally from Boston. I had retired in the military at Charleston Air Force Base in South Carolina, and he had asked the question, he goes, where are we going to live? And I'm like, I don't know. He said, well, why don't we try Boston? And I said, it's cold in Boston. And at the time, it wasn't. You know, we're having pretty mild winters. So we went up there, and I gave it a good 8 years, and we got to the point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And my husband found a job with Lowe's in North Carolina. We had talked about moving to North Carolina, but not necessarily Charlotte. And I said, well, go for it. So this was October 2008, and he got the interview, and they said, great, you're hired. Can you be here 1 November? And he goes, no. And I said, yes, you can. I said, we're military. And I said, so he packed up his stuff, moved. I got the house together, sold the house, got us packed up, and moved us here to Charlotte.
That's fantastic. I always love hearing how people got here because it's such a great melting pot from all over the United States and the world, really. And I always love hearing how people got here and started their businesses.
Yeah, I love Charlotte. I really, really love it here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't know many people that don't like it. The only clients I ever hear that go back are homesick. You know, they miss their family, not necessarily the town, but the family.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny when people move, when we were telling our family and they were like shocked. They're like, why are you moving? Why? What's wrong? And we're like, nothing's wrong. They're like, well, who do you know in Charlotte? We're like, nobody. Well, why are you going? And I said, look, it's me and my husband. It's not like I just picked up and decided to move. You know, we're a team. You know, if we move together, then we're going to make it work together. So that's exactly what we've done.
That's good. That's really, really good. It's been a great story, that's for sure. So one of the things that a lot of my business clients have challenges with is hiring employees. And I find your military background to be that you might have a lot of insight in how they can utilize veterans in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe you could share with us some skills that translate to civilian jobs that would be helpful for other business owners to know, things they might not realize about veterans.
Well, veterans adapt very easily. You know, some people like to do the same thing at the same time, you know, every day. And if you change something, a veteran is able to adapt to that. If all of a sudden you change to a different system for your computers or whatever, you know, they're easily adaptable. Veterans learn very quickly. You know, if you bring on something new, they'll be like, okay, I'll adapt it. I can do it. If they need to commute, they're able to commute. So I find that they can bend. They're bendable. They're not rigid. They're able to talk to people from all different genres because that's what they had to do in their military career. And so most military people you know can talk to a stranger in a heartbeat and not have an issue with it. And so sometimes I think, you know, those things that don't translate very well are those particular things that I just talked about that sometimes people who are hiring veterans forget because they, you know, they're looking for the, you know, the suit and the tie and the resume and everything. And sometimes I feel as though a veteran's, what their attributes don't really come across on a resume. But when you're face-to-face, you think, wow, they're so much bigger and better in person than they are on paper.
That's a really, really great way to put it, Kat. I love that. I love that phrase. I think that that as businesses grow as well, that our business at least has transformed and we're no longer looking for somebody with experience. We're looking for the right fit. And so with that in mind, the things that you said are the right, you know, those are the things you're looking for in bringing somebody on your team.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, do you have any specific resources that you would point business owners to that has veterans that are looking for jobs?
Well, there are a lot of veterans groups in Charlotte that that I belong to that there's always people there, veterans who have just recently gotten out of the military or just recently retired, and they're looking for jobs. And so, you know, sometimes you go to a job fair and, you know, the job fair might be what you're looking for, but I love getting a veteran in front of somebody who's a decision maker and say, here, talk to this person because I think this person would be a good fit for you. And most of the time, you know, that actually works really, really well.
That's excellent. So if the other business owners are looking for folks, they should investigate these other groups, the veterans groups in Charlotte, and let them know that they're interested in hiring?
Absolutely, because every veterans group I go to, they give a chance to, they always ask people who are employers who are looking for people to fill positions, and then there are always people, they ask the people who are there who is looking for a position, and then that's where you connect right there.
Well, that's a great way to do it. Sometimes I think it's really challenging as a business owner that you know, you type up your description, but it never really seems to completely embody everything you're looking for someone. So to be there physically present is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you get to see the person there. You know, you get to talk to them right there. And it kind of, you know, sometimes I think a lot of companies now go through this third party where you send the resume to some company and then they look at it and either forward it or they don't forward it. You know, it used to be you would send your resume right to the company who was the decision maker. And I think sometimes they're losing out on some fantastic people who could actually fill a job because they don't come across well on a resume.
That's a very good point. Thank you for sharing that, too. I think that's excellent. So let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about your real estate venture. So how long have you all been in business?
We just got into business. It's been about 6 months. And
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so we're, you know, it's brand new. We're just trying to learn as much as we can. And, you know, one of our niches is actually helping veterans, you know, people who are relocating to Charlotte who maybe haven't used their VA benefits. And because I know that was an issue with Peter and I when we were using our VA benefits, some of the realtors didn't really understand how to help us. And so they would help us, but they kind of sort of wouldn't help us, you know what I'm saying, because they didn't understand all the ins and outs of the VA loan. So we're really, our niche is working with veterans. Of course, we'll work with anybody, but we really want to help veterans understand their VA benefits and how they can buy a home and utilize those benefits from the military.
Oh, that's fantastic. I bet you're a huge wealth of information for people when they're trying to do that,
absolutely.
Because I know it's kind of hard to navigate.
Well, it can be. I mean, even just if you've never bought a house before, that's hard to navigate, you know. And what I want to do, and I think I can also speak for my husband, is educate people. So using the word real estate agent kind of makes me cringe a little bit. I want to be, someone who educates a buyer or a seller and give them information that they can utilize to buy or sell, you know. So, we just want to make sure that people make the best decision and by educating them, giving the information they need, and then backing away and letting them make the decision.
That's fantastic. That's exactly how we operate our business. So we have a lot in common, that education is very powerful for folks.
Yes, it is.
So you've pretty much described your ideal client. Is there anything else you'd add to who your ideal client is?
Not really. I think that, you know, anyone relocating to Charlotte, first-time home buyers, people who are maybe downsizing, people who need to upsize because they've had addition to the family, we're here to help. That's what we want to do. Peter and I want to help. And if we can help anybody, if it's just by information, we have a great app that will pick up anywhere in the country so they don't have to necessarily be in Charlotte. If they have somebody, you know, that maybe you not necessarily are moving, but you know a friend of yours who is in, let's say, Texas, and they're looking to move somewhere in Texas, we can send that app to them. They can, and that app will pick up anywhere they are in Texas and give them some information of rentals that are available, houses that are for sale, and it's a wonderful app to use so they can kind of get an idea of prices and locations.
That's fantastic. I'm certainly dating myself, but that app would have been so useful when I moved to the area because everything was
really
done on paper. I love it. I would have done anything to have something like that handy.
I know. It's so awesome. I sit there and play with it. I'm like, this is great. I love this.
That is very cool. Very, very cool. So what is the best way that you've found that you guys have generated new clients?
We've done it a few ways, you know, through the app, through email, just networking is huge. I'm a huge face-to-face person. I hate making cold calls. I try not to make them because I'm not a person that likes to receive cold calls, so,
right.
So it's one of those things where I kind of, we've been door knocking, we've been going to, you know, just knocking on doors and telling people, you know, what we do, that we're, you know, we're their neighbors, and any way we can help them to let us know.
Excellent. Now, do you guys have a specific geographical area? Charlotte's so spread out. Do you have an area that's your expertise?
Not so much expertise. We're really looking at, we live in South Park, but we're really looking at Huntersville. We're really, you know, and it's funny, when we talk to other agents, they're like, well, why are you going away out there? I said, because there aren't a whole lot of agents out there, you know. So we're willing to make that trek and help people. So we're really getting information about Huntersville and what's in that area and, you know, the demographic there, so we we can become an expert and tell people, you know, what's available in that area.
Excellent. Well, that is almost my neck of the woods. I'm in North Charlotte, so I'm partial
to
the Huntersville area. I love it up here. So who do you seek advice from when it comes to your business? Have you found some strategic mentors?
Well, it's Keller Williams is awesome because they have what they call coaching. So you can sign up to have a coach, and it's a year program, and we have weekly meetings, and we go through, you know, what are the great things that are happening in your business and what are the struggles that you're having in your business. And for a new agent, that's awesome, you know, until you start to get your, you know, your feet wet and you're in there, and you're, and even when you do, that coach is still there, so you can say, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. What do I do? You know, and they'll talk you through it. So, and any agent, I think, at Keller Williams is willing to help. You know, you just ask the question, they're like, sure, what do you need? You know, so I like that whole atmosphere of being available and helping when you can and where you can.
That's terrific. What a great way to transition into a new career, to have a coach like that that's available to help you.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it a little less scary. Exciting.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually did the One Thing training that Keller Williams offers. And one of our mm-hmm. insurance groups, we did it as a group together. And it was excellent, excellent training. So I can only imagine
yeah.
what quality information you're receiving.
Oh, yeah. It's Keller Williams is known for their training. And they take you through it, you know. And I think one of the things that was shocking to me is that, because they had talked to us about, you know, oh, get a coach, you know. And when people who've been in the business, you know, 10, 15 years, and they have a coach, and you're like, wow, they have coaches. How come I don't, you know, I need a coach then? So, you know, you just keep learning. And because, you know, this business can keep evolving, and it's great to have somebody who's been in it for a while that you can bounce stuff off of and say, you know, how do I fix this, or how do I do this, or how do I say this? And they give you, they guide you through that. And that's a nice, it's this nice little security blanket type of thing for me.
Oh, definitely. And I'm sure it'll be instrumental in helping you guys achieve your goals, too.
Absolutely.
So I have just one last question for you. It is our O'Connor Insurance question that we ask all business owners. And we're asking you to
okay.
finish this sentence. My business, so your business, is on fire because?
Because my husband and I are fantastic, and people will want to work with us.
I love it. That's an excellent answer. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing so much good information with us too, Kat. I love all the information you shared about military and veterans. It's fantastic. And certainly about how you transitioned with your business. I know there's lots of folks that wonder if they could ever work with their spouses. So you shared some great stuff.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. This was just awesome for, you know, when you said, oh, I'd love to interview, I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So thank you so, so much for this opportunity. It's great. And I hope one day that we get to meet in person.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much, Kat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at carolinabusinessonfire.com. Just a reminder, this show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. You can get more information at oianc.com.